creating if that were to happen? None. So we have this giant conundrum of we don't have the data, we don't understand the research, we don't understand the economic consequences of intellectual property. However, we're going to have an incentive to understand it. And the incentive is the illiquidity of our banking system. Now, you came here to talk about patents, and you came here to talk about patent quality, and you came here to talk about patent economics. I'm here to tell you that the day has come when we actually have to pay the piper. And what we have to do is we have to agree that we can't keep arguing these wonderful esoteric feel-good arguments about whether patents are good or bad. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. When capital sources dry up, not in the SME market, but in all the markets, because credit costs go up by 125%, I can assure you that the incentive to talk about reform is changing remarkably. It's changing in some very dramatic fashions. And if you don't believe me, ask why it was that as an economist, I was the only economist to talk about the collateralized mortgage obligation failure of the economy before it happened. And then ask yourself, might I be onto something with this whole Basel II thing? I would suggest that rather than talking about the reform of the patent system and optimizing the patent system, we actually talk about the accountability for the innovation system writ large. And we talk about the fact that we need to do a better job of understanding the economic consequence for a system which is out of control. Thank you.
Thank you, David.